This is St. Louis Public Radio. The highly contagious coronavirus has forced police and fire departments, often the most public-facing of city services, to change the way they interact with the public. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Littman looks at how departments across the region are keeping their members safe.
St. Louis Fire Chief Dennis Jankerson became aware of the virus because of a family vacation to Italy. He started paying closer attention to international news in November, at first to keep track of the aftermath of flooding in Venice.
Then you saw some of the rumors about a virus in China, then the virus is here, so I continued to track it. Basically, by staying up with the world events, we were watching this, and it started ballooning fairly quickly.
On January 24th, despite there being just one confirmed case of COVID-19 in the United States, Jankerson sent a health alert to the department's nearly 800 employees.
And they received information relative to COVID-19 signs and symptoms and basically gave them preliminary instructions on how to protect the patients and how to protect themselves.
Chief Quentin Randolph of the Northeast Ambulance and Fire Protection District also started to pay attention in January. His men and women serve 17 municipalities around the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
We were actually monitoring the impact on the hospitals and seeing the uptick in our call load and the symptoms that people were displaying. So that raised the eyebrow to that we need to raise up our level of PPE.
PPE stands for Personal Protective Equipment. In Randolph's department, raising the level means all medical calls require masks and gloves. On calls for shortness of breath or to an address with a known coronavirus case, gowns are worn as well. Jankerson now requires full protective gear on all medical calls.
We're not being as touchy-feely. You know, part of what we do, if somebody's injured or in an area, you know, in a car accident, you know, just that simple touch has a comforting effect. We can't do that now.
Police departments have had to adapt, too. Officers are wearing masks and gloves, and the cars are being professionally disinfected on a regular basis. Many departments are taking more reports over the phone, only responding in person to calls for serious crimes like assaults and homicides. Right now, supplies of masks, gowns, and gloves are fairly stable, and Jankerson and other chiefs say they trust their supply divisions to do what's necessary to keep the gear coming. The virus has not devastated the region's police and fire departments in the way it has in cities like New York and Chicago, but there have been cases here. A St. Louis police officer spent more than 3 weeks in the ICU with COVID-19. Two of Randolph's men got sick, one seriously enough to be hospitalized.
I had to come in, have crew meetings, and let everybody know that this particular individual has succumbed to the illness and he's now in the ICU on a vent. It's shocking when you're the ones that are delivering the care.
Thankfully, Randolph says that employee is home recovering, and he says despite the exposures, he has been able to keep up the necessary manpower. Missouri is one of a few states that have made it easier for first responders who come down with COVID-19 to get workers' compensation. But labor lawyer Will Aitchison, who focuses on public safety workplace issues, says that won't help with the mental health aspect.
You see elevated suicide rates for law enforcement and firefighters before the pandemic. You'll see it after the pandemic. And it is our role as their employers to make sure that they get not just the treatment that they need, but the education that they need in order to be more resilient in these circumstances.
Adding to the anxiety is the pressure that the pandemic is putting on state and local budgets. Randolph isn't too worried about that for now.
We know that later on down the road, there may be some budgetary issues, but at the same time, there are some budgetary items that were frozen so we can reallocate funds.
Jankerson also expects to avoid cuts in St. Louis, but knows he likely won't get more money than he did last year. First responders are used to adapting as new threats emerge. Jankerson remembers SARS and H1N1. But he acknowledges that COVID-19 has brought a new set of challenges for the department and for everyone.
St. Louis is a resilient town, you know, and, you know, we see it with the people that we're, you know, responding to.
Stay the course, he says. We're almost there. I'm Rachel Littman, St. Louis Public Radio.